Welcome to the Fastest 5 Minutes, presented by Kroll and Mooring. We are your co-hosts, David Robbins and Peter Eyre, bringing you a bi-weekly summary of significant government contracts legal and regulatory developments that no government contracts lawyer or executive should be without. Starting with government shutdown news, the shutdown is continuing to make its effects known. Courts will run out of funding shortly. Some agencies are announcing that they are limiting what they're paying contractors to conserve funds for as long as possible. And on the contractor side, lines of credit are being strained. We feel for our federal employee listeners impacted by the shutdown, certainly. And we have a number of shutdown-related information resources available for contractors with questions about how best to preserve their rights while navigating this uncertain and lengthy situation. Reach out to your normal Kroll contact or either of us for more information about that. Peter, over to you.
Perfect. Thanks, David. On small business front, we have an interesting development. So there was a change in the rules, the Small Business Runway Extension Act of 2018, which talked about moving from a 3-year to a 5-year standard on the revenue side. SBA has now issued an information notice to all government contracting and business development employees at SBA, reminding these employees that the act was not in fact self-implementing and that indeed SBA rulemaking will still be necessary to implement the change. So that is certainly an interesting dilemma for contractors. On the one hand, the face of the law talks about language and suggests it's self-executing. SBA has now taken a different position, so we'll have to wait and see how that shakes out. But also, that's an area that we're going to be watching over time as everyone tries to figure out how to actually implement that change, and there is a lot of subtlety to it. So certainly something to watch closely. Next up is Buy American Act news. GAO released a report assessing federal agencies' implementation of BAA. GAO analyzed the extent to which the government procures foreign products through the BAA's exceptions and waivers and selected 4 agencies to review for training and guidance in connection with the implementation of these requirements. GAO made 4 recommendations, including that the Office of Management and Budget take steps to improve data collection in FPDS, that's the Federal Procurement Data System, and that HHS, DHS, and the VA improve agency guidance and training on implementing BAA procurement requirements. All agencies concurred or generally concurred with the recommendations. David, over to you.
Thank you, Peter. Moving on to other transactions news, the Office of the Undersecretary for Defense for Acquisition and Sustainment released an updated Other Transactions Guide on the use of, surprise, other transaction agreements. This new guide rescinds and replaces the Other Transactions Guide for Prototype Projects, and that dated back to the start of 2017. This newly released guide provides detailed direction on planning, evaluating, and administering OTAs, and provides advice and lessons learned for all 3 types of OTAs: research, prototype, and production. The guide also seeks to dispel common myths surrounding OTA use across DoD, providing a list of myths and the DoD's response to each in such an appendix. The guide is intended for 2 primary audiences. The first is, obviously, the government team, including project managers, agreements officers, agreements specialists, systems engineers, small business reps, legal counsel, you name it, the kitchen sink of government side users, and government partners, as they term it. This includes industry, academia, other federal agencies, state and local authorities seeking information on OTA best practices, and DoD's objectives in leveraging OTA authority. This is a nice refresh and a good substantive refresh on a rapidly emerging area, and one worth a read for any who might be interested. And that's it for this edition. We'll see you again in 2 weeks. In the meantime, if you need anything, Peter's at 202-624-2807, and I'm at 202-624-2627.
The Fastest 5 Minutes podcast is brought to you by Kroll & Mooring LLP. Subscribe on iTunes, and if you enjoy our show, please leave us a review. You can find more information at kroll.com/govconpodcast.